Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, this is a difficult one to start. We haven't been here for a while. It's been a while since you guys have heard from us. We thought that we owed you guys, I guess, a bit of like an explanation.
But also just like things are going to be a little bit different now. And this is why.
So, Sid.
Yeah, this is when I come in, isn't it?
Exactly.
So,
tell us what's been going on with you.
So, I have to say that I fucking love this podcast. It's amazing. But since we started it 2 years ago, quite a few things are different for me. Like at my job, I have a lot more responsibility, which is great. Cool. But also in the last like 6 months, I found out that my dad, well, I mean my papa, I call him papa because I'm French. He has stage 4 lung cancer. And most people don't live the end of the year that they have a stage 4 lung cancer. So when you get news like that, it kind of like shifts everything. And I kind of did a lot of thinking, and Elena's been really great and supportive. And I just, I don't really have the time to do the podcast anymore and to give it the time and the justice it deserves. And I've kind of got to just prioritize on being with my family as much as I can and doing my job at work. And I'm really good at telling other people to do self-care. I'm not very good at doing it myself, but I'm very lucky to get to 27 and never have had to think about grief or losing a parent or someone really close to me. I don't even think I realised how close we were as a family until we got that news. And I can't believe it took something like that to get us closer. For the moment, he's fine, I should say. Like, he's really good. He's still working. He's still really active. It's just knowing that there's going to be this really tough period that's going to come. And then there will be my life when I no longer have a papa. I mean, if you think about privilege, right, and I try and think about that, I am so lucky to have had such a brilliant papa. The only bit that was a bit tough was when I came out, but that took a bit of adjustment, which, to be fair, I probably owed him a bit of an adjustment period anyway. But and he's been super ever since, so I count my blessings. What it means is that Elena and I have chatted, and basically I can't really keep researching and podcasting, and I'm like still fucking love intersectional feminism, right? Don't get me wrong, but I'm just going to take a step back, and maybe it's for a little bit, maybe it's for longer, I don't know. But in the meantime, Elena is going to take this podcast to like great, great places, and that's really exciting. And I'm really, really excited to see what happens and what conversations have, and I'm so keen to keep learning. And I'm trying to figure out what being an intersectional feminist is without having a podcast to rely on and to educate me. So I'm figuring that out. I think I bought myself a reusable coffee cup. So that's the first step. The next step, I think, is that I want to donate to charities that work with refugees. And also the charity that Maravik came and spoke to us from on the slavery episode. I've decided I want to do that. Anyway, my dad is dying. And so that is why I'm taking a bit of a step back. No, I am taking a step back for a bit.
Thank you for being so honest and so open with it.
Sometimes I can talk about it and I'm very matter of fact, and sometimes you can really get into rabbit holes about thinking about all the things that will be different or the things that perhaps your parent will miss from your life, like what if I get married, that bit is hard, or what if I have kids. But also none of that is happening right now. He's still with us. And so I'm just doing regret minimization. What are all the things I've ever wanted to talk to him about? One of those things actually is I need to learn to drive. I feel really bad that he paid for my lessons at a time that he couldn't really afford to when I was like 17 and I never took the test. And now he can't drive because the cancer is in his brain and that's dangerous. And this month we'll find out if the medication he's got is doing anything at all, but he's not on chemo because there's no point. I'm sorry, this is like a lot of random facts, but I fall back to the practical things. Yeah. What can I practically do? And work have been great, so I can go back and work from home, just be around, really. And also, it's not just about him, is it? It's about the whole family and the people who love him, and what are we like without him? And
yeah,
I know. So I've done a lot of crying. I am wearing a t-shirt right now that says "Tough and Emotional."
Yep.
By someone called.
And it's the best t-shirt ever.
I needed it to give me strength today.
Absolutely.
It's by Samina Draws on Instagram. Check her out.
I think it's important to like recognize the contribution that you've made to this podcast. Like this was like our thing. This was like our little baby.
That little podcastling.
Yeah, exactly. And
a lot of hours, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of checking privilege.
I know. a lot of uncomfortable conversations between like the two of us.
Yeah.
And like checking each other.
As co-hosts, creators, collaborators.
Exactly.
Collaborators. Yeah.
And feminists, and I don't know why I'm getting emotional now. But
I've got tissues. I thought this might happen.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful two years.
It's been an amazing 2 years, and we've loved sharing every bit of it, of this journey, with you guys as listeners. And like, but more importantly, you know, we've all loved having you, Sid.
Oh.
It's not going to be the same without you. You know, it's.
I don't know. You're setting me off. You're too kind. Honestly, this project has been fantastic, and that's because of the work that we've both put in, and you especially. I don't want this to feel sad because I'm stepping back. I want this to feel exciting because we've got this great idea that you guys love and that I think is needed in this really shit time. I am always going to be here.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, you're still going to be here, and like, you're still going to be,
I'm not dying,
part of like the background and the fabric of it, you know. Like, I'd still need you to keep me in check. Yeah. I still need you to help me come up with like ideas and different nuances and different recommendations for resources and guests. Like, you are still going to be very much part of this podcast, but you know, I really want to let you know how this podcast wouldn't be a thing without you. I wanted to thank you as well, because I think it's saved me from a lot of dark times and feeling very like useless as like a feminist, and when I didn't like what I was doing, it gave me a lot of purpose, and it allowed me to like explore a lot of topics that I never would have been brave enough to do before. And that's because of you. So you've helped me, but you've also helped, you know, thousands and thousands of our listeners do that. So I think from us and everybody that's listening, thank you for your past, for the past 2 years.
Thanks. I wasn't expecting that. I'm crying. honestly, though, like, all that I can give you and all that I really, like, shows you, honestly, was that we don't know what's best. And let's invite fantastic, amazing guests who are brave and courageous to even share their stories with us and our listeners, you guys, and tell us what it is that they think about anything and everything. And they have been so brave. You know, I think about the courage of people of colour calling out colonialism and white privilege, and they're talking to two white hosts.
I know.
And I think about, like, sex workers brave enough to share their stories, and also, like, people who've experienced modern-day slavery, and people who work with homeless people. This podcast is great because we created a platform together. And because of every guest that ever gave us their story, and were happy to be brave enough to have a chat with us.
Yeah, and for the most part, to two strangers.
Yeah.
It is important to stress that this isn't the end of Kicking the Kyriarchy. It's still going to exist. So it is going to be changing a little bit. I'm not going to like give away too much, because I wanted to be a bit of a surprise, and also it might change again. You know, there's so many things up in the air, but it's going to be back.
Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled and your ears open and your brain ready for all this great intersectional feminist chat, because it still exists.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm so, so excited to see what it is that you platform next, what kinds of things, approaches you come up with. Like, it's really exciting.
Yeah. Let's chat a little bit then about what maybe we've learned over the past 2 years out of all the topics.
So the most important thing that practically every guest said when it came to allies was to listen. So doing that and also trying not to interrupt.
Yeah.
I try and do that. This is actually something I'm going to try and do, and that's calling people in who are my friends or people in my own circles. I thought I did that already, and I always felt really strong about it, especially coming on this podcast and like interviewing fantastic guests and like, you know, you should pull up on every comment. I found it hard lately. I found it hard to do that. So
why?
Because they're people that I don't know that well, but they're still, so they'll either be like friends of my partner's or they'll be family members that I've seen for the first time in like 2-3 years. I don't think that's good enough. I'm not impressed with myself. And I have constructively challenged sometimes, but the thing that sticks with me is the times that I haven't. So I'm going to do better there.
Yeah. And like, there's nuances to everything.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things when we first started this podcast, everyone was like, oh, it's really cool and all, but like, aren't you going to run out of topics? Yeah. And it's like, no. The world is so problematic.
Yeah.
It will be a good day.
Yeah.
When we run out of topics.
But even if we've solved everything, we can always like do a deep dive back into history because that shit's fucked up.
That
too.
Shit is fucked up. Exactly.
I'm not too hopeful for the future either. Uh-huh. But we will. What I am hopeful for, actually, and that's something that this podcast gave me, is that it does feel like the world is really shit. But actually, there are loads of fucking amazing people doing brilliant work in whatever their spheres are, whether that's people like reclaiming bodies after sexual violence, like the My Body Back project, whether it's like that academic that we worked with on what was happening in the courts and rape claims.
Nadia,
that was it. Thank you. I just, there's brilliant work, and if we all keep going, keep striving, I really think we will get there.
Okay, so what we've learned to always
listen.
To always listen.
And don't interrupt.
To not interrupt. To always keep learning.
Yeah.
To always do our best to call people in or out. To not judge people.
Yeah. And just to try and be as best you can, and knowing that will probably be impossible, but to be aware of your own biases or your own like lived experience causing you, I don't want to say blindness, but the fact that you don't... I never thought about shadism because it never affected me directly. That's the definition of privilege, right? It's something that's never affected you personally, therefore you don't think it's an issue.
Yeah.
You've got to try and find those things around you because they exist.
So, on that note...
Oui, mon ami.
Oui. Poulet.
That was poulet because Elena's word in French that she knows is chicken.
Yeah.
I love that.
GCSE French going strong. So... what are you working on? I feel like you're a guest. What are you working on? The platform is yours.
Yeah. I do actually have one ask for you wonderful listeners. And that's about the Gender Recognition Act consultation that's happening at the moment in England. What's happening is the government is asking the population in general what you think about whether trans people should be able to change their gender markers basically on a substitute birth certificate, basically. So let's say that you're a trans person. And you want to update your birth certificate to say that you are a woman because that's how you identify. And on your birth certificate, it still has M for male because that's the label that was given to you as soon as you were born. At the moment, you have to go through the Gender Recognition Act and you have to go to a panel and you have to prove that you are trans enough. And this to this like arbitrary group of people that you've never met before. And they'll ask really insensitive questions. It's usually quite an expensive process. Yes, the process itself, you can get like... it can be made a little bit cheaper, but in order to get to that process, you to be seen to be trans enough, there's like loads of stuff that's unspoken about, like how much facial surgery you might have had, or like how you behave or how you dress, and then proving that in all of your documentation, even like they ask for medical records, you don't even have to do that, but they do that. And you go through this like ridiculous process in order to get your gender recognition certificate. And what the consultation at the moment is asking all people, that's like cis or non-trans people and trans people, is like, well, what do you think about just being able to like fill out a form and just to be able to just be who you say you are, and that basically cutting out a lot of the crap with that process, to be honest. Now, I work for Stonewall, and we really, really, we're an LGBT equality charity, and we want to see that people don't have to go through that process. We want the process to be made simpler, we want it to be easy, And my ask to you, wonderful listeners, is to take 20 minutes of your time. If you go onto the Stonewall website, if you type in Stonewall GRA for Gender Recognition Act, you will find a link that explains what it is that we're asking for. And it makes filling out the form a little bit simpler, because it's a really long and complicated worded form. And you'd just be stepping up as an ally. You'd be saying that, yes, it's fine for trans people to be who they say they are. It's also really exciting because it talks about non-binary recognition, which has never before been mentioned, I'm fairly sure, in what the government does. So we're even possibly talking about recognising the fact that non-binary people exist, which is huge. So I'm asking you to fill out a really boring form, mm-hmm. but I promise you that in terms of like stepping up as an ally, I really think this is the thing that's worth it. It closes on the 19th of October. So you've got a couple of days yet to go. I promise you the form will only take 20 minutes of your time. Fill it out. Say that trans people are who they say they are and they shouldn't have to go through this process. And the world will be better for it. The lives of trans people will be better for it.
That makes sense.
I would suggest doing it. And then if you can get someone else to do it as well, that'd be great.
Yeah, exactly.
I really think it's important and needed. So go, go, go.
Yes. So go do it. Thank you so much. Sid, thank you so much for being my wonderful co-host on Kicking the Karaoke.
Thank you, Elena, for being my wonderful co-host.
I'm sure this isn't co-host. Going to be the last time we'll hear your beautiful tones, beautiful French idioms on Kicking the Karaoke.
Honestly, it's been a real pleasure. I've really, really enjoyed working with you, Elena. I've really, really enjoyed listening to our guests, and I've really enjoyed being able to create a platform that I think our listeners have really benefited from, and it's fucking amazing, and you're going to take it to some fucking great places. I'm so excited to see what you come up with, and like, I'm really proud of you, and I'm really proud of where we've come from and where we've gotten this, and I can't wait to see where you take it.
Yay. Watch this space, listeners.
Watch this space.
Yes.
So, poulet. Chicken!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier, and 7 nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.